This revolution was something that was the culmination and the continuation of the revolution that started over 1400 years ago in Mecca. So the roots of this revolution stretch back to Rasulullah. No, even further. The roots of this revolution start from the time that Allah put Adam upon the earth. At that time, those roots were set. We have all of the prophets. We have the story of when Nabi Ibrahim made resistance against someone who worshipped that which was created, Nimrud. He made a resistance against him and he paid a heavy price. But Allah, alhamdulillah, protected him. Nabi Ya'qub used to make resistance against those fake gods. Nabi Yusuf, alhamdulillah, managed to overthrow the fake gods in Egypt. When Rasulullah came to Mecca, he said to the people, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. Say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Say that there is nothing worthy of worship, that there is nothing that I will make prostration to, except Allah, and you will be successful. And he eradicated something called secularism. Secularism is when the human considers him or her good enough, knowledgeable enough about his entire existence to be able to create laws. We can see that the bulk of these ideas denied Allah, denied God. They instead worship the God of the self. He told them, don't rely on yourself. Don't rely on these instructions that you manufacture. Don't rely on a God, which in reality is made of wood or is made of stone. If someone follows an ideology which insists that they do not look up to the Creator, but instead turn to the created for instruction, there's a fundamental problem over here. The highest cost, the most expensive price, is submission to the despots. And we, alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we learn this from the message of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein and Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayhi. Why did Imam Hussein come out against Yazid? Because Imam Hussein was obligated to do Amra bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar and make a resistance against the despots of the time, whatever the cost. Moving fast forwarding to 1979, Imam Khomeini, Quddus Sirruh, destroyed this thing called the Shah. Fir'aun said the same thing like Shah, that I am your Lord the Most High. I don't answer to anybody. I answer only to myself. If we look at the American hegemony, the Western ideas that were permeating, we can see that the bulk of these ideas denied Allah, denied God. They instead worship the God of the self. All of these systems, Imam Khomeini was obligated to abide by the ideas of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi az Munkar and make a resistance against the despots of the time, whatever the cost. That I am your Lord the Most High. I don't answer to anybody. I answer only to myself. And this is the same cry that we can see today coming from Washington, from Tel Aviv, and even from London, where they go and they help certain people who they like and they forget about other people who they don't like. Nimrud. When Nimrud said to Hazrat Ibrahim that I am the one who gives life and death. So Ibrahim said, how do you do this? So he brought two prisoners. He killed one and he set the other one free. The same way we can see the superpowers of today. We can see them saying that we create life and we give death. How? All of these systems, capitalism, socialism, Marxism, thisism, thatism, there's so many isms. Whatever they called it, because it did not come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it wasn't an understanding that was given by senior ulama. Because it didn't stay in sync with the instructions of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Where Imam Mahdi had told all of us, just before the start of Ghaybat al-Kubra, that if you have any issues, if you have any problems, if you have any questions, then refer to the righteous faqih. This is the word of Imam Mahdi for all of us. Because all of these systems didn't do that, Imam Khomeini was obligated to abide by the ideas of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi az Munkar. If someone follows an ideology which insists that they do not look up to the Creator, but instead turn to the created for instruction, there's a fundamental problem over here. It is not valid to look at the created, because the created by definition is limited. Capitalism, socialism, Marxism, thisism, thatism, there's so many isms. A Sayyid Ruhullah al-Musawi al-Khomeini woke us up. He took us out of our comatose state, where the life of another was meaningless, and where our allegiance was not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where our preparation was not for the return of the Mahdi, but it was purely and completely rooted in this world and in this temporal domain.
اسلام آمریکایی چیست؟ اسلام آمریکایی دو شاخه بیشتر ندارد. یکی اسلام سکولار، یکی اسلام متحجر. از نظر امام اینها همه مردودند. اولین مطلبی که وجود دارد در امام اثبات اسلام ناب محمدی و نفی اسلام آمریکایی است.